Shortly before dawn on Monday, the kind of craft known as a go-fast boat reached Big Pine Key off the coast of Florida. 23 people disembarked, 2 smugglers, and 21 Cubans who, having outfoxed the U.S. Coast Guard, were beneficiaries of the wet-foot-dry-foot policy. They made it to dry land, so they are typically permitted to stay in the United States. 6 of those dry feet belong to 31-year-old Miriam Murillo Flores and 11-year-old Nylon and 3-year-old Nylensis Contreras. They are the wife and 2 daughters of New York Yankees pitcher Jose Contreras, who defected from Cuba 2 years ago. Joining us to talk about the escape and reunion is Miami Herald reporter Kevin Baxter. Mr. Baxter, what does Mr. Contreras have to say about being reunited with his family in Florida?
He doesn't have a whole lot to say because he can't stop smiling. And it's amazing. I've known Jose since he defected 2 years ago, and I've never seen him smile more than just a second or two. And the smile just won't leave his face now. He's ecstatic, beyond happy.
How common is it for a boat like this one, the one that these 23 people were in, to outrace, by one account I've seen, for 3 hours, the Coast Guard to get through to land?
Well, it's pretty uncommon for them to actually win a chase. The driver of the boat, from what I understand, was quite skilled and would not stop at anything.
Now, people who are not Yankee fans, and even some of them, believe that George Steinbrenner, the owner of the New York Yankees, who had committed himself to try to reunite Contreras with his family, I gather, and had an immigration lawyer, would do anything to extract Miriam Murillo Flores from Cuba. Is it conceivable that this boat had a great captain because there was just a great big rich organization behind it?
Well, there was a great big rich organization behind it in the way that there was money paid, certainly. I don't think the Yankees had anything to do with it institutionally. The risk would be far too great. But I do know that Steinbrenner did make a promise to Contreras they would try to get his family out, and he was working through whatever legal means were possible. I don't think there was anybody over here institutionally with the Yankees or baseball or maybe even with Jose himself that actually knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, the Boston fans would assume that he bribed Fidel Castro at this point.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And those rumors have been going around for quite some time, too.
Now, let's put this in the context of Cuban baseball. Here, Jose Contreras is a pitcher who's done pretty well. He hasn't been the great superstar that he was there. But in Cuba, this was a great national hero.
He was a great national hero. He dined privately with Castro on many occasions, was given all the gifts that stars of the revolution are given, cars, apartments. And he kind of, I suppose, somewhat naively felt that would stand him in good stead when he left Cuba, that perhaps Castro would make an exception and allow the family of the great bronze titan to leave. That obviously didn't happen, and I think it was kind of a wake-up call to Jose. But I think what we're going to see now, and this may be what the Boston fans have to worry about, is it was clear to me that Jose missed his family more than he thought that he would miss them. And the problems that the Yankee City had mechanically with his delivery, with some of his pitches, that was never the case. The case was he was just completely and totally homesick. And I think with his family here now, the way he was today tells me that he's got his head straightened out and he'll pitch Saturday against the Mets. That might be a tough outing for him. But by the end of the season, I think you're going to see the Jose Contreras that people saw in Cuba over the last decade.
Well, Kevin Baxter, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Kevin Baxter is the national baseball writer for the Miami Herald, and he spoke to us from Miami about the escape from Cuba of the wife and daughters of Yankees pitcher Jose Contreras.